Yow!
This is X9 from xtelevision.com, presenting what I've been told is an audio retrospective to a hidden world of 2010. I have absolutely no idea what it's all about. All I can say is it's written by my main man, Sivert Torden Backing, and narrated by one they call Wildcard. And it's called I Killed the Unicorn Man.
Unicorns are dead.
Ooh, intense. Part 1. Prologue. The Butterfly Effect.
Let me tell you a story. Despite the near presence of some Grand and Gorgeous 2 tournaments on the horizon, I have to be honest, I'm growing a profound hunger for the return of our main leagues. In that starvation, I recently took a plunge into the depth of my 2 of 2 memory. During that process, I was struck by a question, like lightning from a clear blue sky. What the hell happened with those I Like Unicorn comments?
I like unicorn.
If you're new to Ability of 2, or generally just an angry person, you might wonder what I'm talking about. If that's the case, my suggestion would be, forget you ever heard of this, return to what you were doing and never look back. But, if not, if this mere notion strikes you as an articulation of something deeply missing in your life, join me on a deep dive into tales and folklores, a journey through an archive of forgotten and seemingly random events of our game, on the quest to uncover the truth about a long-lost myth and legend, the one they call the Unicorn Man.
Chapter 1, March 10th, 2010. The Troll of the Decade.
It's all interconnected. Dear follower, you may wonder what an apparently random act of trolling has to do with the tale of the Unicorn Man. Well, I could argue, how can some gunshots and a hand grenade in Sarajevo cause an entire world to be at war? Or how can some random religious brainwashed child become one of the most famous persons, crowned with the most viewed videos on YouTube? Bear with me, as it's all interlinked. Well, maybe not with Justin Bieber parts. I should also mention that despite the subjective nature of my tale, all the proposed information you're about to hear is rooted in reality. After one of his usual witty remarks on an E2F2L thread, Braffle found himself on the receiving end of an angered gaming professional. Having spent his upbringing in a harmonic Norwegian village, Braffle was surprised to see such spite generated from a single joke. It lit a spark of creativity within his mind, and a few hours later, video dramatization using a scene from Der Untergang, that Hitler flick, was finished and uploaded to the masses. One of his friends, Wiku, had seen a bigger world from the window of his apartment in Stockholm. With swift precision, Wiku turned the boys' room video production into a pro-gaming supersite. To another pro-gamer's demise, it was to become what some people call the world's finest useful gaming career website. An innocent plot, converted to become the most devious piece of troll of thus far in the current millennium. This bastard child was to be named brafflegamer.eu. And I was impressed by Wiku's work.
Chapter 2, March 24th, 2010. The Birth of a News Site.
I had gotten a spark of creativity on my own. I was missing a place to read about competitive TF2. And, to my luck, I now had a contact who I knew could carry out high-end pro gaming projects. After a day or two of hidden services, VanillaTF2.org was launched to the masses. Wiku, my new founded tech-headed partner, had a particular personality, as with his overall pattern of behaviour. He was moderate, restrained, and sometimes even neutral to any ideas proposed. A machine-like, oh for fuck's sake, cat! Machine-like organism, professional to the very core. His can-do professional nature made him a perfect person to carry out anything requested, and to give constructive input to how things can be realised. But only a week after the launch, I discovered something I hadn't quite seen in him before: true passion. What was a gem of his newfound preciousness? The answer was as simple as two words: unicorn avatars.
End of part 1.